can't escape that feeling. Dreading to the bucket I have placed, where damage isn't already done. Saw you in bus 15, heading north to take the train. Everything looks the same. Still we have different names. Let's work it out.
Hi everyone, it's Amelia, and you are listening to Passenger Seat on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Where Damage Isn't Already Done by the radio department. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Passenger Seat. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Amelia. I'm a freshman here at Tufts. And yeah, thank you all for tuning in. I haven't been on the air in like almost a month, which is so sad because I had my play a little bit ago. I had a few things going on, but I'm happy to be back on WMFO. Unfortunately, this is my last show for the semester because I am going on winter break, but I will hopefully be back on the air in January, which is super exciting. Hope you all are having a lovely, I guess now, Saturday morning, or for those of you on the other side of the country, still Friday night. I'll give you guys a little recap. Well, basically, the song I just played, Where Damage Isn't Already Done, by the radio department. I found the song because I was listening to this artist called The Sundays, and they have a little, like, on Spotify, you could see things that are like, oh, like The Sundays radio or whatever, and it'll play songs for you that are similar to songs by The Sundays, and that's how I found this one, and I highly, highly enjoyed it, and I listened to a bunch of their stuff, and it was really, really cool. So that was the radio department. I believe they're an artist from, let's see, they're from Sweden. That's super cool. Okay, I love that. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. It is currently finals week here at Tufts, so it has been a kind of a stressful couple of days. And you know what? That's okay. Like, we persevere. Today, went into Boston with my friend, and we went to go to Trident, which is this little bookstore slash cafe place that was super cute, and we just were productive for, like, the entire day, which was so lovely, and I really enjoyed that, and there were cute little lights. It was on Newbury Street. It was very nice. You'll notice a lot of the time when I mention me going to Boston on the radio, it's probably me on Newbury Street, which I know, basic, but I do need, like, some locals to give me some good suggestions of places to go, but, you know, we'll make do with what works for me now. So the next song I'm going to play, I've been listening to like a little bit more of a folksy vibe. I feel like it might be that New England, that winter feel. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is Held Down by Laura Marling. Hope you enjoy.
I woke up, it was 4 in the morning, clear as all hell that you'd already gone. You know it's said, dear, you know I hate to disappear, but the days are short and the nights are getting long. And I just meant to tell you that I
That one, that's probably been like one of my most listened to songs of these past couple months. I really love that song. I just think it's super chill and nice, and I love her voice, honestly. But the thing that's hard is sometimes I find an artist where I really love one of their songs, and then I can't really find other ones that I love quite as much. But no, today has been a really nice day, honestly. Like, going out into Boston with such a nice change of scenery after being on campus for so long and just, you know, focusing on my studies, focusing on all my work and everything. So it was nice to just be, even though I was still focusing on my studies and my work, to just have a change of scenery, I guess. And it's super cute because I love Trident's vibe. There's kind of like a bookstore with a little cafe attached to it, and it was super sweet. And got a delicious omelet there this morning, which I loved. The nice thing about finals for me this week has just been like, I only have one final exam, which, again, everybody, whenever I say that, I feel horrible for saying it. But, you know, I have my Spanish exam on Monday, but I've just been focusing on that. But I really loved it was, like, doing all my different final projects. Like, one of the classes I took this past semester was called Italian Foodways. So my final project was basically making a culinary itinerary about, like, a trip to Sicily and figuring out like which food is historic to that area and doing all this historical research, which I find so fascinating, and I really love that. So that was a super fun project. And then for my theater class, our final project slash presentation was basically doing this adaptation of traditional fairy tale story and kind of putting our own modern twist on it, which I thought was super interesting. And the way my group selected the story of Beauty and the Beast, and we kind of changed it into this modern retelling of a workplace romance, which I thought was a fun way to do it. One of the other groups did Hansel and Gretel, and they did a puppet show. Like, it was very impressive. It was a bunch of shadow puppets, and they did it and in such a short amount of time. I was very impressed by them. So it was just cool to see how everyone interpreted everything differently. But I feel like my first quote-unquote finals week doesn't really feel like an actual finals week, and I think next semester, since I'm taking 5 classes instead of 4, it's definitely going to be a lot more work. But I'm ready, and I'm super excited for it. Maybe not excited, but I'm ready, I'm prepped, and it'll all be good. And no, I'm excited for next semester. I'm taking a couple more humanities classes, taking English 1, I wish I was done with it this semester, but nope. So I'll take it next semester, and then I'm going to do my natural sciences. Lots of requirements here at Tufts, but it's good. I'll get a well-rounded education. Anyways, enough with me rambling. So the next song I'm going to play is called Sometimes. The next song I'm going to play is called Sometimes by Flight. So enjoy. That was Sometimes by Flight. Again, a random song that I actually just rediscovered on my playlist I put it on my playlist in, 2020. I was listening to this artist. This song was called Sometimes by Flight. Just repeating it one more time. I was re-listening to this artist, and I realized, I put this song on my playlist a while ago, and I think I accidentally put it on my playlist twice, because I guess I liked it both times that I heard it when I thought it was for the first time. But yeah, I don't know, we're just going for a chill. I'm usually going to be playing pretty chill music on here, which is, I don't know, because I think when I'm talking at 2 a.m., I don't know if I could do something super upbeat, except when I have friends on the air. Like last time I went on the air, Medina, one of my good friends, came on, and you know, we were kind of all over the place. We were playing, a cappella. We were playing Glee music. It's fun when you have guests on and you can kind of just be silly and have fun with it. Not that I don't have fun doing it by myself, but it's a different energy for sure. I hope you all are having a happy holidays. I don't know. I love this time of the year. It's always really nice. And I don't know, because I'm from California, I feel like the holidays never really felt like the holidays. And now that I'm in the colder weather here on the East Coast, yes, it definitely does feel more seasonal and more festive, but there was just a small flurry, but there hasn't been a lot of snow. And I think that would definitely make it feel more holiday energy But I don't think it's, like, it's definitely not going to snow this week. So I guess it'll snow after the holidays in January, when we probably won't even want it to snow at that point. Because I feel like it's cute when it's all festive. But speaking of festivities, my friends and I went to Snowport, which is this little winter market in Seaport in Boston. And everything was crazy overpriced. So literally all I got was, like, a hot chocolate, because I couldn't dare get my hands on any of the things there because they were ridiculous. It was just so cute. I've never been to, like, a holiday market like that before. I was seeing one that was in Bryant Park in New York, and that one looks really fun. But Snowport was great, and I definitely would go again just to walk around. And I know they have some food there too, but my hot chocolate was great. I had a s'mores hot chocolate. And it's gonna be weird going back home for sure and having it be in the 70s, which I'm very grateful for. I love California weather. I wouldn't want it anyway, but December and it's sunny and in the 70s, I might as well get my tan on, I guess. But I don't know. I'm excited to go home. I love traveling, and while I travel, I feel like I always tend to discover some new music, especially when I'm traveling by bus or by train and rather than by plane. One of the new songs I discovered, I'm about to play for you all now. I discovered this on my bus ride to Connecticut. So here's a song called From Here On Out by Lighthearted. And that was From Here On Out by Lighthearted. That one is so pretty. It sounds like it should be in like a little teen coming of age movie kind of story. I just think it's really fun and nice. So yeah, hope you like that one as much as I did. Let's see. Let's do a little semester recap, I guess, for y'all since I'm about to go on winter break. I would say one of the highlights, although keeping me very busy in my month-long process. I've never done a show in literally a month, but I did a play with 3 P's, like the Pen, Paint, and Pretzels, which is tough student-run play theater / play organization, which was super fun. We did this play called The Wolves, and it was technically a workshop play, but which means that it's kind of a little lower stakes. You're performing it somewhere not in where theater is usually performed. So it was a story about they're girls, they're teenage girls, soccer team. And it was just such a fun show. Like, it's very, like, slice of life. So I like to describe it, because it's literally, and when you're in the audience, you're just sitting and watching these girls have conversations, which I think is super cool and just a unique way to approach theater and doing plays. So I really loved that, and I had a great experience doing that. I met some awesome people. It was good to just keep me a little busy on top of my schoolwork, just fun to do some other things. So excited to see what next semester has in store in terms of theater and other things, and maybe we'll see if I do my volunteer hours, which I do need to do for WMFO. Maybe having a earlier time slot for the radio, we shall see. But overall, like, I really loved doing that show. I'm trying to think of anything else pertinent from the semester. I made some really good friends, which is awesome. And overall, like, had a really good first semester. Like, it flew by. Like, it really did fly by. It feels like I just started here. But people always say that, like, not always say, a couple people have said to me that spring semester of freshman year is even better than fall semester, which is exciting because I had a pretty good fall semester anyway. So, you know, like, again, we shall see what the spring has in store for me and us and all the other freshmen. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is Moves by Suki Waterhouse. In the morning light, faded to oblivion, and I said that's all right. At least we feel alive. At least we feel alive. There's nothing you can do. I know that.
Find another way for you, wait till you see it. There's some goddamn moves on you, God. smaller, will it fade out? If we wait longer, quick trip down, just stop and buy. I'm late now, but sometimes I wanna be 16 at the park, parked in your dad's car, dreaming gonna grow up, be a big star. Best friends wanna get drunk in a backyard, so cool hanging out in the backyard. Girl talk about boys like it's business. Mom's mad, gotta get home this instant. 16, bittersweet, oh so innocent. I guess I'm missing.
Enjoyed that one. Sorry, I did a little back-to-back there. Usually I talk in between, but yeah, we just heard Moves by Suki Waterhouse and then 16 by Sadie Jean. Suki Waterhouse, I honestly hadn't really gotten into her music a lot, and then I realized that she's either married or dating Robert Pattinson from Twilight, and then I just saw on Twitter that she's pregnant, and then I found that great song, Moves, by her, and I really love that. There's a couple other songs of hers that I like a lot, but I definitely want to get into her music more. And the song I also just played, 16 by Sadie Jean, such a fun song, very, like, nostalgic, very youthful, sort of talking about, like, obviously I want to be 16. I don't know, the lyrics are super cute and fun. And let me just say before I forget, and why I forgot to talk in between Moves and 16, is that WMFO is actually an educational radio station, so that means that I get to give you guys a PSA every time on the air. So I thought this one was very fitting because my show is indeed called Passenger Seat. And this PSA is entitled Passenger Texting While Driving Prevention PSA. So let's get into it. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? Maybe a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. So, sorry, that one was a little dark, but I thought since we are sitting in the passenger seat, I might as well mention it. And for those of you that don't know, my radio station is called Passenger Seat because I do not have my driver's license, so I am constantly sitting in the passenger seat, meaning I'm constantly playing music, and whenever my guests come on, say they are indeed sitting in the passenger seat, which I think is so fun. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is the number one song that I listened to the most in 2023, and honestly, just the cutest song ever. I know I really did. I really did listen to this song a lot, so I hope you all enjoy it as much as I guess I did in 2023. So here is Blue Song by Beba Doobie.
I've never known someone like you.
Song by Beba Doobie. Oh, that song is the cutest song ever. It just makes me so happy, and I understand why it was my most listened to song of the year. Like, come on, it's so short. I listened to it on repeat. I vividly remember listening to it a million times when it first came out. The version with Claro is great as well, but I had to play the original because that was my most listened to song. So let's talk a little bit about Spotify Wrapped. For those of you that don't know, Spotify Wrapped is this feature that the music streaming website Spotify offers, where basically gives you all of your music statistics and how many minutes of music you listen to, who were your top artists, what months you listen to certain artists or songs the most, and I think it's so cool, and it's always such a fun thing to look forward to at the end of the year. So I'll give you guys a little recap of my Spotify Wrapped. Some of these, if you know me, they won't be shocking. If you've only listened to Passenger Seat, then you might kind of be like, huh, she plays some music like this and some music that isn't like this. So my top artists were Taylor Swift, Leve, Olivia Rodrigo, Harry Styles, and Beba Doobie. That was in first through fifth. Harry Styles kind of shocked me. I do like Harry Styles a lot. I just didn't think I listened to him that much this year, but according to my statistics, I listened to him a lot in January, which would make sense, kind of like, I don't know, following through, like, from 2022. And then my top songs were Glue Song by Beba Doobie, which I just played for you guys, Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius, Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo, From the Start by Leve, and Invisible String by Taylor Swift. And I listened to 21,287 minutes of music, which sounds like a lot, but compared to some other people who have, like, hundreds of thousands of minutes, I'm baffled. Even anyone who has more than, like 50,000 minutes, I'm very impressed. Like, they must listen to music at every second of every day. And as much as I love music, obviously I love it if I'm doing a radio show, but I just can't bring myself to, like, constantly have music playing in my ears. I do like some silence sometimes. Yeah, and my top genre was pop. I forget if I already said that, but that makes sense. There's this one genre that popped up in a lot of people's Spotify Wraps, which I talked about, which was indie POV, and nobody really understood what indie POV meant. Like, what are you trying to imply there? Like, why is that a separate genre from just indie? Like, what is POV about it? And but from POV usually means, like, point of view, which is a thing popular on TikTok. I don't know. I think that was very bizarre. I think that might have been, like, my number two genre or something this year, which I do listen to, like, a decent amount of indie music, but I guess indie POV is its own thing now. I don't completely understand where that's coming from. However, I do love my Spotify Wrapped. And then also they gave you, like, your sound town, I guess, so, like, what type of music you listen to and where you should live based off of that. And mine was Burlington, Vermont, which, I don't know, like it said, like, oh, you listen to Noah Kahan and Boy Genius, which, honestly, true, a little, like, crunchy granola, East Coast-y kind of vibe. So I do think that that was fitting. I know some other popular ones were, like, Cambridge, there was Berkeley, California. I don't know, there was a bunch of random ones. So it was always entertaining, and I love seeing other people's Spotify Wrapped and what they like listening to, and honestly, because sometimes getting some music recs from them. But honestly, like, it's just fun. It's really entertaining, and I love it. But I also like looking back at my old Spotify Wrapped from, like, the years past, like, lots of Shawn Mendes on the first in, like, middle school. I loved Shawn Mendes. So honestly, like, he's kind of all over the first two. And then Taylor's kind of been my top artist since 2020, I'm pretty sure, is when she kind of broke that Shawn Mendes streak from 2019 and 2018. However, love Spotify Wrapped. And apparently Spotify did this thing that I'm pretty sure I did at the beginning of the year called, like, a time capsule, where basically you kind of put a couple songs that you want into, like, a time capsule, and it'll show up at the beginning of this year, so, or this coming year, 2024. So I'm super excited to see what's going to be in my time capsule. But for the time being, let's get to our next song. This is I Found Someone of My Own by The Free Movement.
I got up this morning, and while I was having my coffee, my woman came in, sat down by my side, and with tears in her eyes, she said, I've a confession to make. And I said, woman, speak what's on your mind. Someone of my own.
Someone of my own.
Know those lonely nights when you left me all alone. Oh, my new love would call and comfort me on the phone. And I said, woman, that's the way it's gotta be. Then, darling, don't you worry about me. Turned and walked away.
Turned and walked away. She said, I found somebody new to take your place. I said, don't feel so all alone.
I found someone of my own.
She said, I found somebody new to take your place.
Alrighty, that was I Found Someone of My Own by The Free Movement. Such a fun song, a little 70s moment. If you guys know me, you know I do enjoy some 70s music, some 70s on 7, Sirius XM. Sorry not to promote another radio station on my own show, but that definitely that radio station has introduced me to a bunch of different 70s tracks. I might do a whole 70s show at some point. Tonight, I was kind of just going with the flow, seeing, like, what, I don't know. Like, I just wanted to play some songs that were just, I don't know, in my wheelhouse of things I've been listening to recently. One of the things I almost featured on tonight's show, but maybe that, again, a whole other show dedicated to this, is I've been listening to some Italian disco, which has been really fun. Just Italian music in general. It might be the influence of my Italian foodways course that I took, but that I was going to play these really fun Italian disco songs. They're a lot, though. I think they're a lot. They're a bit much to be playing at 2 a.m. However, we'll make it happen at some point. I think they're really fun. And, yeah, they're just kind of, like, groovy, good vibes for sure. Like, ugh, I was listening to so much of it. I made a whole playlist of it. It's so awesome. However, I don't know. I love me some 70s music. I really, like, I do want to find, I do feel like I have a decently broad range in taste in music, but I feel like I need to be more open-minded. Like, I listen to some, like, one of my friends is very, back from back home, is very deep into the music scene and just, like, knows, like, I look at her playlist and I haven't heard of literally half or more than half of the artists on there, and I think that's gonna change. Like, I want to get on her level, but, like, I don't know if I would like what she likes, but I don't know. I do definitely listen to a little bit more mainstream music, which is no shade, no harm in that, because I feel like things are mainstream for a reason, you know what I mean? They're popular for a reason. But I really love it. I love the music I listen to, and I'm always open to recommendations, suggestions. If anybody ever has anything that they want to hear on the radio, I am happy to play it here on WMFO Medford. So the next song I'm going to play for you, I literally just found today. I love doing this when I find a song and I don't even listen to all of it, and then I start playing it on the radio. I've done that quite a few times and I find it literally day of. But this is a song called Good Woman by The Staves.
Well, you say what you want and you never go back. My song is a song even buried in the black. Well, I cover my mouth and I straighten my back. Well, I cover my mouth and I straighten my back. I'm a good woman. I'm a good woman. Be kind. I'm a good woman. You were raised in the light. I feel like a fool, 'cause the game is you send me away, now you're on me like I'm a good woman.
And that was Good Woman by The Staves. That was the first time I actually listened to that song all the way through, and I actually really loved it. I think that'll be on my new rotation for the rest of this month, and maybe into the new year as well. Super fun, awesome song. I'm glad I discovered it today. I need to listen to more of their stuff for sure. It's so fun listening to other people's WMFO shows, because literally I listened the other day and I found a new artist that I already liked, and I feel like I can just get that, like, that could be my new way to find new music, is just listen to what other people are, like, playing on the radio. I think that's so fun, and just, like, a good way to support my fellow DJs and just, you know, see what the vibe is, for sure. And another, like, when I was talking about earlier how I discover new music on my bus rides, I did, in fact, go on a bus ride quite recently. I went to go visit some family in Connecticut, which was so lovely. And I was saying, I know this sounds silly, but the air in Connecticut is just so different than the air in Massachusetts. While everyone says, like, oh, the New England air is, like, all the same. However, I believe that the air in Connecticut, there's something a little, like, crisper. At least in Medford, I feel like my theory is because we're close to Boston, there's a little bit more, it's a little muggier, it's a little bit more, quote-unquote, polluted, I guess, if that makes sense. But the Connecticut air was just so nice, it was so fresh. It's also just after a little rainfall. But, you know, what else was better in Connecticut, I have to say, were the bagels. The bagels were great, had delicious bagels, and I've yet to have a good bagel here in Boston. And I feel like that's just the thing, is that bagels in Boston just aren't as good as bagels elsewhere. And I think the thing is, West Coast bagels aren't particularly, that is literally a name of a bagel place on the West Coast. West Coast bagels aren't particularly amazing either. However, there's this one place that I'm not, like, the biggest fan of, but back home, called Hank's Bagels, and everybody, all my friends from high school were crazy for Hank's Bagels. They had t-shirts from Hank's. They were such fans. The t-shirts are really cute, but I think I need to try Hank's Fresh. I feel like the last time I got it, my order was kind of just sitting there. The workers were a little rude to me, so I don't know. I just think I need to give it another chance and see if that'll be my new go-to bagel place. But the bagels are very chewy there. They're not kind of a traditional bagel. When you think of a bagel, you don't think of the bagel place that is Hank's Bagels. But yeah, it's definitely gonna be interesting going back home for a month, because I went back home for a week for Thanksgiving and it felt like such a tease. Like, it felt like, oh, I got a little taste of going back home, and nope, you have to come back here and do a bunch of work. I do love Tufts. I'm happy to come back here, but I'm also very excited to be home and be in my bed and rest and everything. But I feel like I'm just gonna get so comfortable being back home that it's gonna be really weird to come back. But the nice thing is that when I come back, it is gonna feel different, because it's gonna be a new semester, it's a new year, just a whole new energy coming into second semester, which will be great. And I feel like everyone's gonna be super recharged. But I definitely have to get my packing going, but I'm happy to know that, well, I know it's already Saturday, technically, because it's almost 3 a.m., but still have a whole other couple nights to study for my exams and get everything together. But going home is so nice, and it feels like I never left, which is great, and I'm just excited to see everyone, to be with my family and everything. So yeah, break will be super cool. Oh, this, I swear to you guys, this is not on purpose, but literally the next song that I'm going to play, it's called You at Home by Kate Bollinger, which is quite ironic because I was just talking about me going home. So here's You at Home by Kate Bollinger.
Time won't stop, it's been like water.
Alrighty. That was Kate Ballinger's newest single, You at Home. I really love that song, honestly. It's so cute. And Kate Ballinger is so awesome. Very underrated. I might play her more on Passenger Seat because why not? I just think she rocks. It's crazy. One of my good friends from home, Kate Ballinger, was her number one artist of the year. She was in the 0.001% of Kate Ballinger listeners. I literally think she might have been like Kate Ballinger's number one listener, which is a crazy sentence to say because like what are the chances of that? That's wild. But we did the math. Kate Ballinger has about like 1 million monthly listeners. So that means my friend, literally doing the math, was one of the top 10 Kate Ballinger listeners of the year. Like that. She deserves a medal for that, honestly, because that is crazy. I really want to go see one of her concerts. I know she was going on tour, but I don't know when or how or what, but I definitely want to see her at some point. And I do, like, I just can't wait to go to more concerts in the new year. I have the Olivia Rodrigo concert to look forward to next year. I'm very excited for that. She's just so awesome. And Guts is a great album. Great sophomore album. She's been doing lots of promo for it because she's a Grammy-nominated artist. So, I don't know. I feel like when you get nominated for a Grammy, and I think she has a decent chance of winning, then she's going to do lots of, like, performances at various, like, talk shows and, like, little YouTube videos, which is awesome. And, you know, she's just great. So, very proud of Olivia. Super, super cool. And we are at 2:55, so I just want to say that this is Amelia, and you are listening to Passenger Seat on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And let me play you guys a little bit of Faye Webster before we have to go. And you all know, I think most of you should know, I love Faye. She's awesome. And this is a song off of, I believe, her self-titled album, and this song is called Is It Too Much to Ask? Is It Too Much to Ask by Faye Webster. Alrighty guys, it's 2:59, the show after mine actually. We're having a sub for today because the hosts of the DJs of Pass the Salt Willia are currently on break, so good for them. I don't know how they usually do this slot, and I would totally stay on and keep going, but you know what, guys? It's about to be 3 a.m. for me, so I think we got a call tonight. But thank you all for, you know, driving along with me. We're in the passenger seat. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you all enjoyed, and have a lovely, lovely holidays. Happy holidays to everybody. Have a beautiful, restful winter break to those who are students. And, yeah, just listen to some good music. Listen to some WMFO over break. There will be people DJing, so